listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
All right. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 46, part two of a three-part episode here on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. And we're going to get right into it again, Scott.
Hold on, wait a minute. Before we get into it again, let me just say one more thing about the Hang Fire forum post.
Yeah, what's that?
If I can remember what I was thinking. I get the impression, this is just my opinion, from reading these forum posts and hearing the chitter chatter, is that we spend a lot of time in preparation for our show.
Yeah.
In actuality, we don't. Like today I came over, okay, I'm over at 7:30, and I sent you some audio stuff. Yeah. And then we say, okay, what are we going to do here? Well, we'll talk about this, talk about this, talk about this. But that's about it. I mean, there's no preparation.
I disagree, you motherfucker.
Other than, well, agree with me on this. This is pretty much ad-libbed. I mean, we say stuff and then we just talk about it. Yeah. But now what preparation are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Well, I'm doing stuff. I'm grabbing sound bites. Yeah.
Right. You have a huge production library.
Huge sound library.
Right.
Going through the whole Punky show and pulling sound bites out last week.
And that's why you're going to be producer of the year, John.
Yeah, right.
Podcasting producer of the year, John, from AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
And we do it all live. We don't do any post-production. None of this stuff gets put into the... Right.
We used to, but we just don't have time.
Right.
We don't have time.
Right.
So our methodologies...
Our
methodology is changing, yes. John. Our processes.
Yes.
All right, John. Now I'm ready to get right into duty.
I might be one of the biggest cocks on the planet.
But before we do that, let's play our new duty bumper. Because some people complain that they need a warning before we get into
all
duty.
All right.
Feces, poopy. We got to talk about duty. Feces, poopy. We're going to talk about duty. Feces, poopy. We're going to talk about duty. Feces, poopy. We're going to talk about duty.
That's right. It's our poopy duty segment. Scott talks about his shitting experience.
Well, and the reason I'm going to talk about my shitting experience is I went out to Slate.com, and I love Slate.com. And finally, somebody addressed this in an article, and I'm going to try to summarize it right here. This is by Nick Schultz, John. After a stint of telecommuting, I recently returned to working in a large downtown building. My office shares a men's room with everyone who works on our level. The bathroom sports three stalls, each of which is outfitted with the most uncivilized technology of the modern age. The hands-free automatic flush toilet bowl. And I could not agree more with Nick Schultz. The hands-free automatic toilet bowl is the worst goddamn invention on the planet, John. Now, to understand why hands-free toilet technology sucks, you must first understand three things that any well-designed potty should permit you to do. Number one.
Potty.
Clean the pool. You must be able to flush the toilet easily before sitting down in case any detritus remains from a previous inconsiderate visitor. And that's a scientific word for duty, John. Feces.
What was it again?
Detritus. Number two, clean the pool
That'd
again.
Be a great name for a band.
You must be able to flush more than once after you are done. Some of us are more prolific than others, and I fall into that category, John. And courteous patrons will want to ensure that point one is unnecessary for whomever follows. And point number three, issue of courtesy flush. If you plan to settle down with a sports page, you should flush immediately after dropping the kids in the pool, John. There's no need to let the kids linger any longer than absolutely necessary. This is for the benefit of other visitors.
I thought the courtesy flush was you flush when you're firing.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, well, you flush while you're... when you're doing that.
Yeah, but how do you do that with the hands-free automatic flush?
Right, right.
It's difficult. It's a logistical problem now.
I thought he meant you flush after you've dropped the kids at the pool.
During, after. I like to flush after. See, what I do is I put the toilet paper in to absorb the splash.
Right.
And then, right after the splash, flush.
I like to flush as it's coming out of my ass. That way it sucks it right out. Hello?
Oh, what? Right, I'm sorry. I was taking a sip there. It helps the... So, like, if it's just lingering, if it's
not
just hanging
really.
On...
It sucks it, the it smell
sucks.
Out.
Oh, the smell. Yeah, I don't care about the smell. Who cares about the smell?
Oh.
I don't care. It doesn't smell to me. Consider this,
it
John.
It doesn't smell to you when it's your own ass.
Right.
But when you walk in there and you're like, oh. Like, we got some guys at work that... and I'll explain this. Go ahead. Go on.
Oh, no, you can... Because I have anecdotes as well.
No, some guys at work that, they're from another country, down south, may we say. And they have some practices that I'm not familiar with. And when they do fire a rocket into the toilet, the smell that's left behind is one that I am not used to.
Not accustomed to.
Right. And when it hits me, it's like somebody hit me in the face with an anvil. You know, and...
An anvil?
Yeah.
An anvil.
Like a big, one of those big steel
anvil. A big
anvils.
Thing of iron.
Sting! Yeah.
Smacks you in the face.
Yeah. And it makes that sound. Sting! And what they do is they wipe their ass, and then instead of throwing it in the toilet, they throw it into the garbage can.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Why would they do that?
Because down there, they don't have plumbing. So it's kind of a natural thing they do.
Oh, you got to put up a sign or something.
We did.
Print something out on the computer.
We actually had a meeting.
Somebody
had to say it in Spanish. Attention, everyone. Please don't wipe your ass and throw it in the fucking trash, okay?
Let me translate. Bomba la cama porque tengo mucho grande pinga. ¿Sí? Because I am fluent in Spanish.
Right. What'd you say?
I just said,
where
hey,
is the rice, please?
Wipe
hand
your
me
ass
one.
And throw it in the toilet. That's what I said.
Pinga mucha.
El toilata. Or consider
it's
this.
Baño, you dummy. El toileta. It's like German.
Oh, Mexican. I was speaking Spanish from Spain and Portuguese.
Toileta.
Toileta. Consider this, John. You're taking care of business and the lavatory becomes full. As another person waits, you finish, rinse, and the laser prompts the toilet to flush. But the flush doesn't get the entire job done.
Oh.
Do you sit down once again to inform the laser
that
another flush is in order? Waving your hand in front of it never works, John. Or do you leave with your head down, hoping to avoid eye contact with the next guest?
Oh, my God. He's going to know that I left a log in there.
And that brings up another point. But let me address your last thing about going in there and the smell is just horrible. When I walk in and I got to do duty and the smell is horrible, it just motivates me more to get my duty out. Because once I get my duty out, the smell becomes my aroma.
Oh,
you see?
No.
And it overcomes.
There's
it
something
over,
wrong
it,
with you, man.
It just... pushes the other smells away.
You love
away.
Shit. You love the smell of shit. I am convinced now.
I do not love
you
the smell
do.
Of shit. But I can tell when I'm feeling ill. Maybe not when I'm feeling ill. But I can tell when illness is going to set in by the smell of my duty. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Because something's wrong with the digestion, John.
Oh, my God.
And here's the other thing. You know, I used to... When I was still before I entered the working world and had a career, and I would see movies where the executives had their own bathrooms.
Yeah.
And I thought, what pompous a-holes to have their own bathrooms.
Oh, yeah. And then you realize. Oh.
But even, okay, now I am an executive. But before then, when I was just still like what a blue collar would be.
You're not an executive.
Hey,
you don't got
can
your own
I tell my story?
All right, I'm sorry.
All right. So when I was still blue collar, when I was shitting, I didn't want an executive to come in while I was shitting.
Right.
So they should have their own bathroom. And now that I'm an executive, yes, I do not want to shit with the blue collar workers. It ruins, it usurps my authority. You know what I'm saying, John? Oh, and I, one last story. This just happened to me on Friday.
Yeah.
I walk into the bathroom and I'm following a guy, right?
Right.
So at first I'm thinking, oh, okay, is he going to go to the urinal or is he going to shit it up like I'm going to do? And I might have been competing with his shit smell. So the guy, not only that, but he's walking in, he's talking on his cell phone. And it's not a personal call. It's a business call. I can tell by what he's saying.
Yeah.
So he goes over and he urinates, right? He's urinating while he's talking business
hey,
on his
Joe,
cell phone.
Yeah, we'll get that.
Right. So you know what I did?
40 cases of that to you right away.
I ran right in the stall. And usually I try to keep it quiet. You know, I
yeah,
try to keep it as yeah. quiet as possible. But because this a-hole was taking a business call in the laboratory on his cell phone, I was as loud as I could be, and I let it all hang out. You know what I'm saying,
did
John?
Did you go, oh,
yeah.
God, that was good.
And I had the explosive gas.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know if he had it on speaker or not. But it didn't seem to bother him at all. Because,
oh,
you know, his
God.
Toilet flushed, and he's still carrying yeah. on his conversation. And here's the thing that pissed me off the most, is he just walked right out of the bathroom. Just walked right, didn't wash his hands or anything.
How could he get electrocuted?
I guess so. I guess you're right. But when I see that happen, I immediately tell everybody so it gets around
yeah.
the office.
He didn't wash his hands,
yeah.
man.
That manager over
that?
There in QA, yeah.
Yeah, don't shake him.
Don't shake his hand, man, because he takes shits and he walks right out of the bathroom and doesn't
after
even wash his hands.
After he wiped his ass with his hand, he didn't even use TP, man.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Then he licks his fingers.
What about those guys? You ever see these guys? I'm in there dumping some feces and they're brushing their teeth.
Oh.
You ever see those guys?
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I'm all for teeth hygienics,
right.
whatever you call that.
Right.
But do you got to do it while I'm taking a shit?
Right.
Can't you do it? Go to the stairwell or something.
Well, you know what I did, Scott, where I work? I was allowed to design a modular office complex within our facility, okay?
Okay.
About a 20 by 40 foot facility. So it's about 800 square feet, two stories tall. So 1,600 square feet altogether. And I put in bathrooms. And my boss said, hey, yeah, I want you to put in a urinal and a toilet. So more than, you know, one person could be in there. And I'm like, I said, no, we're not going to do that. He says, why not? I said, well, it is big enough to do that, but because of laws with the handicap people and
right
and I don't want two people in there because they could be selling drugs to each other and stuff. Let's just go with the one toilet.
Hey, let's go in the toilet and sell drugs to each other.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lock on the door, and I got my way. So it's the biggest fucking bathroom. You could put a bathtub and a shower in there too. And there would be plenty of room to walk around. It's huge. It's like 7 by 9 feet, okay? And it's got a toilet
okay.
and a sink, and that's it. So you can go in there. Okay, unfortunately, you got to go in there at certain times of the day. I found out it's what times of the day you can go in there when nobody has been in there. And there are certain times of the day around break time or shortly after lunch you don't want to go in there. Because the fucking smell will bring tears to your eyes.
You got a fan in there?
There's a fan in there, yeah. I got a fan in there, and I actually...
Put some matches in there.
I bought,
there you go.
I bought this system that sprays a spritz of citrus aroma into the room. It goes... And it sounds like when you're taking a piss and it goes off, you look behind you because you think somebody said, psst, like, come over here, man.
What? Who's here?
It's like, scares the shit out of you. Literally. But, you know, and it's really strong. So, like, wipes the odor out of the air right away. But so you got to time it. But you're on your own. So it's, you're all alone. It's almost like an executive bathroom, except other people use it. And it's pretty clean. So I was happy I got my way. The other bathroom, where it's multi-user, at the same time, it's all fucked up. Two people get in there, you know, you don't want to hear them while you're taking a shit. Like you said, with the cell phone and all that, you're all alone.
Right.
You get to take your time. Of course, I don't bring a paper in there or anything. You know, I just want to get it over with.
Yeah, I get in and get out. I don't understand those people who read the goddamn paper.
Not at work.
Yeah.
At home, I understand it.
Oh, sure. You got to get away with the wife
right.
and the kids.
Right.
Yeah. I'll stay 2 hours in there.
It's like, Dad! Yeah, don't bother me. Dad's busy dropping the kids off at the pool.
Fucking A, man.
So.
Fucking A.
Well, that was fantastic, Scott.
Wait a minute. I got another shit story.
You do?
Yeah.
We got to talk about duty.
The commercial toilet that you find in your office building that you could just keep flushing and flush. If they don't have that electronic eye, which is a nightmare to me.
Yeah. There's usually a button, though, isn't there?
I've never seen a button on an electronic eye one.
Yeah.
Automatic?
I've
seen it. Never seen it.
It's black.
Oh. I'll check that out.
Yep.
No, I think that's the eye.
No,
you can't push it. Can
yes,
you push
you can.
It?
Yeah.
And it'll flush?
Yeah, there's got to be some sort of
Fuck
mechanism.
Fuck that. There's no manual mechanism.
Listen, I work for a plumbing company. I know.
All right. So here's the other story. I don't know how long I've been working. Let's say 20 years. I've never clogged an industrial strength toilet until last week.
Oh, no.
And here's how it
it's
happened,
impossible.
John.
It's impossible.
No, it's not. Because here's how it happened. And it was fascinating. I was fascinated by this. I dumped the log, right? And it was one big chunk, one log, nice and long. And when I flushed it, what happened is it bent in two.
Oh.
And then tried to...
Like snap in half
yeah,
as it's going
down? Yeah, snapped in
down.
Half as it went down. And it just... and it stopped. Unfortunately, nobody else was in there. I was able to sneak out and leave the laboratory before anybody could pin it on me. You know what I'm saying, John?
Because
I tried to flush
it. That's irresponsible.
I tried to flush it like three times. So there was enough. It didn't fully clog it. It just got stuck, you know? So the water kept going down, but it was stuck
That's
there.
That's irresponsible.
What do you want me to do?
Go get a stick or something.
A stick? Where do I get a stick?
Break it up.
Yeah, excuse me. Where's the shit stick? I need that. Do we have? Is it in the closet over here? Yeah. Let me poke at my shit in the toilet. Because it bent in half and stuck.
Yeah, excuse me. Where's the shit stick?
Right. What do you? What
Apparently
is that?
It's not here where it normally is, hung on the wall.
And what about those a-holes when you go to urinate, right? And they start
no
carrying
pun
on
intended.
A...
is that those a-holes?
When you start peeing, and then they come in and they start having a conversation with you.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm holding my cock, okay? Don't talk to me. And it's all small talk. Yeah, the weather. Did you hear it's supposed to get really cold? I didn't hear that.
No. Yeah.
Fucker. Let me piss on your feet for distracting me.
Yeah, that's wrong. Never talk to a man while he's pissing. Hey, how you doing, Joe? Can I hold that for you?
Right. And the other thing I've noticed, this is a long topic, isn't it, John? The other thing
it
I've noticed.
Sure is. 18 minutes long.
Is the older I get, the more I have to shake it out.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that, too?
Yeah.
What is that? What's
that all
about?
Have you ever had a dribble when you tuck it back in and you're looking in the mirror after you're washing your hands? You're like, oh, fuck.
And you get an extra dribble?
A little extra dot right there and you're like, oh.
Oh, no, I haven't had that.
Oh, me, I've had that.
No, I shake mine out like nobody's business.
I shake it too, but I go to poke that sucker in and somehow it fires a shot right onto the pant leg. So I'm like, okay, here, splash some water on myself. Looked like the water was really splashing a lot, and I had no choice. So it camouflaged it, so I have spots all over my pants and my shirt.
You know, that's probably part of my midlife crisis, is that getting old absolutely sucks.
It's funny, though.
You got hair growing where it never grew before,
yeah.
Like out of your ears and your nose and your ass. You can't piss without dribbling all over yourself. It's a goddamn nightmare.
Let's just end it now.
All right.
I don't have any guns loaded, man. Anyway, so you know what I hate, though, about the toilet thing?
Hmm.
It's when you walk in there and the guy, there's chunks left floating around.
Oh, I just walked to the next stall.
Right. Or they you could see the swirl marks where they striped the toilet.
That doesn't bother me.
It bothers me, but I always fire a couple extra pieces of TP if I stripe it in there, and it usually wipes it out. So I do a second flush.
I don't care if I stripe it.
Oh.
Doesn't bother me. It's like a notch on my...
You're not a courteous guy,
I'm
man.
Not. No.
Oh, my God. That's obvious. When you took a shit in here the one day.
What do you mean? I brought matches in.
It doesn't matter.
It does. I got rid of the smell.
It does. For you, because you burn your nostril hairs out with the sulfur.
Well, maybe you should do the same.
Oh, no.
We should do a study.
Well, they've
the
done
effectiveness
studies.
Of matches on fecal matter aroma.
They've done one.
And what happened?
They said it doesn't matter.
It does
it still
to me.
Smells like
so
shit.
What am I burning? Is it true what you're saying? I'm burning out my...
It's your own shit. You're used to the smell of your own crap.
Right, but then after that, I can't smell it. After I light the match.
To you, your own smell is very minor. And then the smell of the match is something you're not used to. So, it seems to be more powerful.
No, but even...
But to somebody else, of your shit is way more powerful.
No, because once in a blue moon, John, I'll lay one that clears my sinuses and my eyes water. Because it's so bad, the smell. It's something I'm not accustomed to. And I'll light a match and it goes away.
Whatever. You're full of shit. No pun intended. Well, pun intended.
Here's another opportunity for invention.
Okay.
Necessity, the mother of invention.
All right, so moving right along. What do we got next?
We got Skype calls, John.
Skype calls, Skype calls. Gonna hear those Skype calls. Skype calls, Skype calls. We got to get songs for our stuff, don't we?
Yeah, we could work on that.
Which one are we doing first?
Let's do the play the clip of us talking about St. Patrick's Day and all our stupidity. All
right.
Before we get to the first Skype call. What'd you do this weekend?
Well, you know, Thursday, Rick and I went out. We started talking about, you know, the St. Paddy's Day parade. Which is this past weekend. There's two of them, actually. There's one on the north side and there's one on the south side.
Is that what I sound like?
And the
like?
North side one is like the biggest one in the world. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Even bigger than in Ireland?
Yeah.
Do they even celebrate
St.
Patrick's
Day? They don't even celebrate it.
Right.
St. Patrick was a limey anyway. He wasn't even Irish. Yeah.
See, there you go. I learned something. That's why I listen to our own podcast, John. It's because I learned something every day.
He was sent over there, I guess, to turn all the pagans into Christians.
Did it work?
I guess.
All right, so we, on our last episode, said that the Irish don't even celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Actually, that was you, John.
Yeah.
I just went along with you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a team player.
Right.
And then we got this message in Skype.
They don't, man. But here it is.
Fuck me, you sound fucking gay in that message. Anyway, it's Dave in Jerusalem, and I'm getting tired of sending you fuckers emails and Mr. Bush, the fucking chimp monkey, intercepting them. I thought I'd better put you guys straight. We do celebrate Patrick's Day in Ireland, and I'm fucking missing it, and I wish I was there instead of digging around with these sand fucking niggers here in Israel. Have a good one. Keep it up, and better say hello to all the Irish or you're in the shit.
Well, wow. There you go. There's Dave from Jerusalem.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave, for setting me straight. But rumor has it that I forget what part of Ireland, but one part of Ireland only treats it as a bank holiday, and the other part treats it as a national holiday. And it's like feast day or something. And it's not, you know, we're talking about St. Patrick's Day. You said Patrick's Day. So I don't know if that's different or not. Maybe
right. Well, you know, when we hear from Dave from Jerusalem, I think about
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem. Yeah, I'm like the W, Jerusalem. I think about Mark from Malta. We haven't heard from Mark from Malta. I wonder if he's all right.
Yeah.
And also Mark M. Toma.
Right.
We haven't heard from M. Toma. He used to be a big contributor
big
to TTM.
Big fan.
We haven't heard from them, so I hope they're okay, John.
But we appreciate hearing from Dave. All the way from Jerusalem, he called.
And I wonder how many times he emailed us, because we do not get those goddamn emails. Is it the Patriot Act?
Yeah, that could be.
Are they just siphoning those emails, and then they're going to like bust in on Dave?
Yeah.
And take him out on a barge and just execute him? What's going on?
Maybe they're not getting out of Jerusalem.
Right.
It's not a matter of getting into the U.S., but maybe they're not getting out.
I see.
Yeah.
Because of a glitch with the ISP.
Right.
Right.
So we got some more calls here, Scott.
What else you got there, John?
Well, I got some older ones.
Older ones.
I got
ones.
A Daisy, couple Daisy calls.
Couple Daisy. Now we don't want to become obsessed with Daisy, John.
Well, she called. She left a message, so.
All right.
Want to hear it?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Hey, it's Daisy. I'm bored, and so I just want to say that Total Talk Nonsense is fucking awesome. And I'm talking to my friend Chris. Chris, say hello. Do it again. Okay, I don't know if you can hear that, but yeah. So, hey, everybody. Bye.
And I think Chris is a fan, too. I've actually tried to add him to the MySpace Friends thing. I think he does listen to the show.
And
I'm not
sure.
And I think
he's in a band.
Yes, he's a guitar player. Yeah, I think so. And I believe he plays a Les Paul.
Les
Paul. If I'm
not
mistaken.
That's what I
play,
John.
Here's another one from Daisy. She was calling from a movie theater while the movie was running with Chris. I'm not sure if it's her boyfriend or not. But seems like a good guy, so let's check it out.
Hey, what's up? It's Daisy and Chris.
Hi, Chris. Hi.
Yeah, we're in the middle of a movie, and just wanted to call and say hi. We're watching the Dave Chappelle Block Party, and it's a good movie. yeah, so I guess I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
All right, then. John will translate that last call for us, because I didn't understand a goddamn
she
word.
She was saying she was watching the Dave Chappelle movie. And
he has
that's
a movie?
What they're calling. Yeah.
Oh.
Just came out with a movie. And she was watching the movie. And we have an older one from Arrowwolf. Finally, I was able to figure out. Now, Professor Tom turned me on to a new VOIP program called Gizmo, the Gizmo Project, G-I-Z-M-O
Project. Gizmo, yes.
Yeah, Gizmo.
Gizmo.
And it's kind of cool because you can actually record the calls and they will save as a WAV file on your desktop. Unfortunately, you can't do the same with Skype. So I have to... I figured out a way just recently how to get them out of Skype so we can play them on the show. Mm-hmm. So please call us. Leave us a message at 847-886-4493 or otherwise 847-TTN-GIZ. That's 847-TTN-G-I-Z-D.
Gizzed.
Gizzed. And leave a message. Call us, whatever. We'll answer the call. I will eventually forward it to my cell phone, so if you want to talk to me on the cell phone, that'll be fine, too. But here we have next Arrowwolf. It's an older one. I actually talked to him on Skype. I guess he Skypes a lot of shows. The Mediocre Show, he Skypes,
mm-hmm.
Which I like. I like that show. Similar to ours, but we don't have tattoos. So here's Arrowwolf.
Hey, John, Scott, this is Arrowwolf, just seeing if you're around. I'll try to get on the show tonight, and love the show. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, that was the one where we were actually taking Skype calls, and yeah, he wasn't on that night.
Arrowwolf is so goddamn cool.
Yeah.
He's ultra cool. He's super cool, John.
He's there for us all the time.
Always.
Man.
always
there.
He's
our PR man.
He's our PR man, and he's just there.
You okay there, Grandpa?
Yeah, okay. I'm just so goddamn tired.
Well, here's an old one from Spike.
Spike!
All right, here we go.
Hey, John Boy and Scotty, what the hell's going on? You and y'all total talk nonsense sales. I heard what you said about the W, calling him a faggot and whatnot. I ain't hearing it. One for him, damn terrorists be at your door. And secondly, what the hell, man? I'm very disturbed by the fact that you don't recognize the best rock and roll band ever known to man, being the Guns and fucking Roses. Anyways, how you guys doing? I tried to leave you guys a voicemail before. Hey, John, it's me, Spike. So, call us back. Let me know. Email us. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. That was from Spike and Rachel. And he was kidding, right, about Guns N' Roses? Wasn't he?
He was making a southern voice, like he was a W supporter.
Sound like Sling Blade to me. Yeah. And whatnot. He called the W faggot and whatnot.
I actually cut that down quite a bit. It was really long. He was actually telling us about how Rachel would have no problem doing some things for us for our little video.
That's hot. Yeah. That's totally hot.
Totally hot. But that's all we got. That's it.
So we got some old ones.
Well, we got some other sound bites from Kinky Sex Radio. Good friends of the show. Kinky Sex Radio with Professor Tom. Check it out. KinkySexRadio.com.
Oh, and this is
Professor Tom.
Because we are in the Pod Riot, John.
That's right. Let's play the stinger right now.
The Pod Riot. We are a member of the Pod Riot.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
That's right, PodRiot.com. Check it out. It has a bunch of shows on it. Punky is featured on it, one of our favorite podcasts. Kinky Sex Radio, one of our favorite podcasts.
With Professor Tom.
With Professor Tom.
And Gypsy.
And Gypsy, right?
What was the old one? What was her name? Mistress?
Dominion.
Mistress Dominion.
And they have on there the Cult of UHF, which is kind of cool. It's almost like Mystery Science Theater. The guy plays old movies, and he does some funny stuff on there. It's a video podcast. And there's another video podcast. Why the fuck do I always say that? Video podcast. Griffin's Guide. It's a sci-fi thing. It's pretty good. It's really good, actually. And I think she's doing one this week about the new X-Men 3.
X-Men,
which I'm going to check out. I haven't checked it out yet. I got to check it out.
Right,
Lynn from Griffin's Guide, and make sure you check it out. What is it called? PodRiot.com.
And right, vote then. For Pod Riot. Vote for Pod Riot.
We're
don't vote for us.
Two
but leave
bottles
a,
of wine.
Leave a comment for us. Don't vote for us. Vote for Pod Riot.
Yeah, we love the feedback from whoever listens to the show. Give us some feedback on the forums, in the comment lines, on MySpace. Podcast Alley, whatever.
Positive, negative.
Send us an email at ttn@totaltalknonsense.com. We love it. Give it to us. Tell us you hate the show, you love it, whatever you want. We want to hear it
just
from the fans.
Just give it to us.
That's right. And here's a little soundbite from Kinky Sex Radio. Want to check it out?
Of course.
All right.
And I've been listening to the shows that are on the network with us, and they're fantastic shows to listen to.
Yeah, they're a blast. Two of my absolute favorite shows are Punky and Total Talk Nonsense, which if you haven't listened to either of them, you are doing yourself a disservice. And then Lynn's Sci-Fi News, Cult of UHF, and the two cyberpunk shows, Hack TV and Cyberpunk Radio. Cult of UHF I can't get enough of. I watched his promo like 5 times.
And I have to say, my favorite other than our show is the Total Talk Nonsense. Those guys are just hilarious.
John and Scott, They are awesome. Did you hear them last week with Zach? Or no, I just heard the newest one where them and Punky are going at it.
No, I haven't heard
that
one yet.
They've got a feud going on as to what Punky, Paulie B from Punky hates Skype and thinks it messes up their show, and Total Talk Nonsense is like, whatever, and just, oh, it's great. It's a really fun, like, old school rivalry.
Yeah! Tell it, Tom!
Yeah, but I just listened to the latest Kinky Sex today. But unfortunately, my daughter came home and I had to cut that short.
That's the hard part about listening to a show. Right. I got to have headphones on, and then I get yelled, did you hear the phone ringing? No, I'm listening to fisting on Kinky Sex Radio.
Oh, were they talking about fisting?
Honey? No, well, the time somebody yelled at me.
Oh, right.
The wife yelled at me for not hearing the phone. So now I have it on, it doesn't ring, but it blinks. So I set it up right in front of me. And when it blinks, then I have to take the headphones off and then answer it, you know. But however, the car I have now, I am able to create MP3 CDs. So I can download all my favorite podcasts and put them on CD.
That's hot.
Yeah.
That's so hot.
But I'm so goddamn busy with practicing in the band, getting ready for the show, doing the show, and all the other shit I got to do.
Renovation, work.
Renovation.
Family.
Architect was here today. Ugh. And Pauly B's coming in July.
The gay games.
The gay games are coming up. You're going to be in the gay games, aren't you?
No, my wife won't let me.
Do you got anything about the St. Patrick's Day?
St. Patrick's Day? No, I don't have anything. I didn't do anything.
God damn it. You know, I was going to put the story. There was a story about the St. Patrick's Day parade, and I did not download it. I did not print it out, but apparently I was checking out what the big deal is about the parades, and apparently the biggest parade is in New York. The second largest is in Atlanta, Georgia. The third, I think, is Chicago, because we have two of them. We have one on Saturday for the north side and one on Sunday for the south side, which the Southsiders claim is the real St. Patrick's Day parade, because most of the Irish live on the south side of Chicago.
And south side Irish.
Yeah.
Right.
What I heard about the New York one was that they were bashing the gays because the gays have their own Irish, the gay Irish community. I don't know what the there's like some sort of
there's no such thing.
Yeah, there is.
There's a gay Irish person. It's not genetically possible. Irish are the toughest of the tough. They're men of all men. Man among boys, John.
Men among boys,
yes.
Exactly.
You can't have no queers as an Irish.
Well, there is. I don't have the story in front of me. Yeah. And somebody from the parade was trying to ban them because he was saying, next you'll have, then the Irish prostitutes will want to be in the parade too. And the Irish pedophiles, they'll want to be in the parade too. And then next you'll have the Irish bestiality in the parade too. So he was a little upset. I can't remember the name of the guy, but
I think that's an oxymoron, though.
What's that?
Irish homo. Because they don't exist.
Yeah, they do.
What's an oxymoron? I don't know.
It's like jumbo shrimp.
Right, jumbo
military
shrimp.
Intelligence.
Military Irish homo.
Military Irish homo.
Yeah. So, Irish are all men, John.
Well,
all men.
I'm Irish. Are you
I'm
Irish?
Like an eighth Irish. So I'm an eighth of a man.
I'm the Irish and German.
Seven-eighths is German. You too? Me too. Yeah, yeah. How about that?
See? See?
So maybe Zach was right. We can do a Sickfield and Roy podcast.
See?
Yeah.
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 Totally. Total talk nonsense.
What do you got there, Johnny? How much time we got left?
Actually, we
got
to go, man.
We got to go for part two already?
Yeah.
God damn it, the shit story took up all of part two?
Yeah, man, it's just...
Holy crap.
A lot of shit story in.
All right, so part three, I had some celebrity news, but fuck that, John. Because it's the third anniversary of the Iraq War.
That's right.
So let's talk about Iraq and the W coming up in part three.
Damn, and remember, part three is always the heavy metal episode.
Oh, no, we do have one story we need to cover before we get to the W.
Okay, that's fine.
And
we'll
that's
have time.
Your Isaac Hayes story, John.
Right.
All right, then.
We could fire some celebrity if it's fast.
And We'll be playing the Skank song coming
That's
up
right.
in the
We're
heavy metal
feature
episode.
Skank, which is a local band.
When's their gig, John?
April 15th at Ye Old Town Inn.
Ye Old Town Inn. Where
I
the
used
hell
to
is
hang
that?
Out there.
Where is that?
Mount Prospect, Illinois.
Is it off a river?
No, it's off of Northwest Highway.
Oh, right. Down, right in
before?
Downtown
yeah,
Mount Prospect.
Right.
All
it
right,
used to be
then.
Quarter Beers at that place.
Nice.
But we'll bring it back in with that one of their songs called Maggot.
Maggot, and then we'll get into Isaac Hayes.
Yeah, we're going to let it play a little bit. We're going to play a lot of the song.
All right, then.
Before we take it into the show, part three. All right. Stay tuned. Three-part podcast.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for...
Part three.
Just one last click away.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.